Why don't you try Ephesians 6:10-18?
Okay. I did read it, but I mean, I didn't understand it much, so I'll keep on reading it until.
What's that?
Okay, let me look it up. Ephesians 1-6, God's armor.
Chapter 6, verse 10-18. It's very clear what to do.
Oh, okay, let's see. It says, finally be strong.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of J.R. Bob Dobbs Neverett. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, that's the tech body, against powers, that's the angels, against the rulers, that's Bob, of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's Donald J. Trump. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, like Sue Bone, to stand. Stand ye therefore, having your loins girded with truth, having your blessed breastplate of righteousness, that's the second part, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that's Dr. Dean, above all, taking the shield of faith, that's your self-image, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, that's Bob Stutum, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that's us, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. What's hard to understand about that, honey?
So what does pray mean if we don't pray? I don't pray. What would it be?
Yes, you do. You do every goddamn day. To pray
to myself?
Is to ask. Pray is to ask. No, to pray, I pray ye. I'm asking you. Jack, I'm going to ask you one more time to take them clothes off. I'm asking you, so I pray that you take your clothes off. You do that all the time. No big deal.
Okay. And then, you know, I think of it as like an image, and I saw the image of it as well, and it was like clothes
then draw
and armor
it,
and a
then
sword.
Draw it, make it then draw it, make it clothes, and sell the fuck out of it.
Okay. Okay, thanks for going over that with me. And
hey, Jermaine, hold it, Jermaine.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Yes.
That's Ephesians chapter 6, and what are the verse numbers?
10 through 18.
Because that is the only quote I knew in the Bible pretty well, for a 50-year interval. I knew a lot in the 30s and 40s, but forgot it all. It's the only quote I knew because it was what Nelson Thal would always say on the radio at CKLN. We're here not to fight people. We're here to fight principalities and spiritual forces. So it was really great to hear that explained, who it was, each noun, each category. So very good, Jermaine, to evoke that such archetypal quote. Everybody quote, it was a favorite of Herbert Armstrong's. But we said it a lot.
W. Armstrong.
See Kelly
Herbert W. Armstrong.
Yes, and we would. It's the big cop out, you know. They ask you to come out and demonstrate against the police, the social justice warriors ask you to get out there. Get involved, get in the street, stop taking LSD, stop listening to CKLN, get on the street and be politically active.
Stop fucking dogs and small farm animals. Stop
That's right.
Bestiality. No more bestiality.
Right.
Cut back
active.
On the bestiality. You'll get the clap. So back up.
Yeah, so our defense was we do not fight against people. We fight against wickedness in high places.
Yeah,
that was our alibi.
With the perseverance and the supplication of all the saints, yes.
Yeah, and all I would do is just quote LaRouche and Babe Russell and Beter. You know, we name the top of the pile,
Beter,
Rockefeller's
Rockefeller.
Rich Kramer, Reinhard Galen, the usual scumbags, and that's who we claim we were talking about. So we were able to pull off a lot of heists of that, with that cover. So what a great quote. I remember it well.